We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The head coach of the University of Miami, Manny Diaz, joining us this morning. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Doing great. Good morning.
Coach, I want to start with this. I want to compliment you on keeping that team without positive test and finding out that morning you were in trouble and you had a bunch of guys after watching what happened to Virginia Tech in Virginia. It really does say a lot about your guys following the rules and regulations of whatever the protocol is. Let's just start with that, considering what's going on in college football. You had to feel good about that part.
Yeah, the compliment goes, to our players. They have done what we have asked to protect each other and protect themselves. And look, every week you've got to earn the right just to play a game because it never ends. I mean, it's not like we finished it, we did it, and now we get to go play, the rest of the season. The same thing is true this week and will be next week. I mean, it's just the virus is relentless and we have to be equally as relentless.
You know, it's incredible because you think about an 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old guy. This is what we're all sitting around talking about, a bunch of old guys. One guy, just one guy goes, you know what, man, I'm tired of staying. I'm going out to this party down the street. And it could destroy the whole team, right? I mean, it could literally shut down your game with one guy if you don't have great leadership. A guy's going, hey, get your ass back here, man. We got a game. We need, you're part of this. Because you got so many people. It's not 12 or 14 or 15 guys. You're talking about 70, 80 players, right, Coach?
Right, and we've been saying this really all year. Isn't that exactly the way the game of football works? You have a lot of guys putting in a lot of effort, and it can really be just one guy's mistake or one guy's lack of focus over the course of the game that can really cost the entire team. So everybody needs everybody. Everyone's got to stay connected, and that's really true on the field, and now obviously this year more than ever off the field.
All right, Coach, you had a nice win over UAB. I know you're getting ready for ACC play. I still wanted to go back to that game and talk about the air raid offense a little bit. The new offense you brought in, and you ran 78 plays. Is that a good number? Is that kind of where you wanted to be number-wise? Is there a number you wanted to be number-wise each week?
Yeah, it was 78 official, and it was really 83 when you counted some plays that were, ended up not counting because of penalties. And if you really, the fourth quarter, we didn't finish the fourth quarter well. We didn't possess the ball very much the fourth quarter. If we really, would have stayed after the fourth quarter like we should have, it would have gone even higher than that. But, yeah, you could see it. I think we were at 42 at the end of the first half. We were somewhere around, we had a good number in the third quarter. We had run for 300 yards by the end of the third quarter. You could just see our players could see it. That was the encouraging part, our conditioning level, even watching some of the games. On Saturday, you could see some teams that looked like they were not in great shape, and I think David Feely and his staff did a great job of getting our guys in shape, and they started to see UAB wear down, and it was just and our guys felt like they could play forever.
All right, so it didn't start great. You're down after a muff punt return there, and the next thing you know, they're in the end zone. You're down 7-0. So now you got a 4th-and-1 on your 34, and of course, I'm watching on TV, he's going to punt it, and you go for it. How long did that decision take to make, and what's going through your mind right there, knowing you still got a full game to put them back in bad field position?
Well, there were a couple of different things there. One, I did feel like we needed a little bit of a spark early in the game, just a little something to get us going. And then the second thing is, you know, look, when you need a yard and when your quarterback is a run threat, it just changes. You know, it's a little bit different in terms of how the defense has to play you in terms of keeping things honest. And if you watch the way the play unfolded, you know, they've got to honor Derek pulling and keeping the ball, and then just that little slight hesitation, and then somebody gets out of a gap, and then they, you know, they were sort of in a sell-the-farm defense, and then Cam Harris, which is great to see, you know, Cam be the guy that breaks it out there and gets us on the board.
Let's talk about Derry King overall. I mean, some of the runs he made, I know, you can't teach those. Those are Sandlot football specials right there, him running around and some of those things that he was able to do, just an unbelievable athlete. How do you think he threw the ball overall, Coach?
I thought he threw it well. I would say that our passing game is where you saw game one just putting it on the grass and just not having some of your scrimmages and that type of stuff. I think that's where you can see some of the attention to detail that will improve. But we made our intentions pretty clear. We wanted to be simple. We wanted to get after this team. You know, we played two Conference USA teams a year ago, and four of the halves we got shut out in three of them. So we were going to just impose our will, not turn this thing into calculus, and just get after somebody and see what it feels like to kick someone's ass. And I thought, for all offense to have 300 yards rushing at the end of three quarters, I thought was exactly what we needed to do.
Yeah, that's a nice little run game for you right there. How about the offensive line play in front of that run game? How do you think they played overall, even Jared Williams on the right side too?
I thought both of our tackles, Jared Williams, played very well, and John Campbell as well. I thought there was some really encouraging stuff. Yeah, I mean, one thing too, now UAB played an odd front and completely changed coverages for our game, nothing that they had done in the opener or in any of the breakdowns of watching their entire season a year ago. So our offense and our offensive staff had to do a great job of adjusting, because basically everything we practiced for 2 weeks leading up to this game, they completely changed their demeanor and their dynamic to come play us. So for an offensive line to go, when we had been blocking basically four down fronts in practice, you know, we spent a day, I think, working on the potential for them to hop into an odd front, and then for them to hop into an odd front and just to handle it without, you know, missed assignments and confusion and that type of thing, I thought was really good job by those guys and by Garen Justice.
Your wide receivers, just the other side of the passing game. And I know, Coach, you said it was about kicking butt, which the 337 yards. How'd your receivers play in the little bit that they were targeted? Harley, Wiggins, Pope, and the rest of them?
Well, they played fast, which is what we wanted. As I mentioned, there will be more, you know, shots for explosive plays and those type of things coming. Minimal missed assignments. I thought we got after them on the perimeter. There were some great examples of you know, guys blocking and those type of things. So, you know, like I said, a good first start. But the neat thing for everybody on the entire team is that they did really what we wanted them to do. We played extraordinarily hard. We had a great positive, upbeat attitude no matter what. You mentioned the adversity we had early in the game. But there's enough technique fixes of guys that you've gotten into the game and did some things that you didn't see in practice. When I just say do some things, just, you know, it'd be how you run a route or how you step as a defensive lineman, right, or how you step as a cornerback, where you can say, hey, listen, you kept the main thing, you played your ass off, we the sideline was great, our energy was great all night, but look at all of these little technique issues that we can really improve on. And now that's where the execution comes in, and that's where we can really be the and that's, as you know, that's the holy grail that you're searching for all year.
It was good to see Silvera really, you know, he was injured last year and had some, I think, foot problems, but good to see him make some plays behind the line of scrimmage, huh? Kind of leading that defensive line.
Yeah, we had talked about it going into the game. I mean, this is his year. This is his third year, and he's been in our program, and that's, you know, at his best, that's what he can do. He's a guy that can finish. He can be disruptive and finish a play behind the line of scrimmage. And, you know, against a team that was, again, that kind of turned running schemes around from what they were a year ago, became more of an outside zone team. So you got to have some agile defensive linemen that can stay on their feet and make plays. And I thought he did a really nice job.
Coach, since the end of last season, I think the linebackers that left to go to the NFL when Micah and Shaq left, it was who's going to step in. Bradley Jennings Jr. had a hell of a game for you against UAB. How do you talk about his play in that game and maybe going forward as maybe one of the leaders on the defense?
Yeah, well, you know, again, the middle linebacker, you got to have a guy that's in there that's tough, and they don't come any tougher than Bradley Jennings. And I mentioned this even before the game. We were so blessed. I mean, you lose 2 4-year starters, and normally you're really worried about your experience level coming back, and to have, you know, a guy that's been in the program 4 years like Bradley, and obviously Zach like 5 years, you know, that's rare. That's uncommon. So you've got some experience there of guys who've been in the games and done things. And then Sam Brooks came in and did some nice things, which was not a surprise to us and which we expected. And so we'll continue to roll all those guys. I thought one of the great things we did defensively is we just rolled a lot of players at a lot of different spots. And I think that'll sort of be who we are this year.
Coach, we always look at sacks, but more importantly, besides getting those sacks, is the thought of getting pressures. Were you happy with the pass rush that you saw in that
yeah,
game?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, UAB was not going to drop back and throw the football. You know, they were going to run it. There was going to be play action. There's going to be quick passes in the flats, those type of things. So there's a couple of times where we just saw that if we just use our technique a little better, I kept mentioning, you know, earlier when I mentioned the technique, if we did our techniques a little bit better and some of our coverages, and that quarterback had to hold on to the ball for, a half a second longer, he's about to get hit in the back. So as you mentioned with those guys, it's about being relentless. It's about staying after it, and the sacks generally tend to come once, you know, as that happens.
Does the defensive mind of Manny Diaz get upset when there's no turnovers in the game for his defense?
Yeah. I think all of our defensive minds do, because these are the things that kept the game really, you know, from being even more separation on the scoreboard than there was. Our average starting field position was our own 23. So it's great that we had 500 yards of offense, but you know, we never really helped out our offense with a short field. In terms of making those type of plays, we had a couple shots, we had a couple chances at it. And again, we'll stay relentless in terms of how we teach, you know, getting the ball up. But yeah, that's where you really start to get the kick on effect of being an explosive football team is when you get those sudden change opportunities.
Even just guys, you're talking about technique, outside containment, making sure you get the play back in to finding the ball when you're covering guys. There was a couple opportunities. If you look back, maybe pick one off earlier, which, by the way, I don't know how the hell you teach that, Coach. I've never been able to figure that one out when a guy's running with another great athlete. But those are some of the things you're talking about in the game as far as technique and those type of things.
No, because even there you're talking about the finish. Usually it's the start of the play. How are we stepping at the line of scrimmage?
Gotcha.
What hand are we jamming with at the line of scrimmage? Because once we're in that position where we're running, you know, hip to hip, a lot of times what type of position you're in right there depends on what you did at the start of the route. You saw it, the outside release on Al Blades. Al did a great job, was able to, you know, lean, locate, find the football, and had an opportunity to have a pick. So, you know, how you start puts you in position to how you finish. Now, you still always have to finish a play. But again, I still think we made it very difficult on them all night, just staying after them. A lot to learn from, too.
All right, Louisville, Coach. They had a nice win against Western Kentucky. Cunningham looked really good, throwing for over 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. How much have things changed? What kind of things you need to do this week to get that first win in ACC?
Well, I mean, if you look at our league and if you look at sort of the three-headed monster of running back, quarterback, and wide receiver, they've got to be in the upper echelon, you know, them, Clemson, maybe North Carolina. I mean, the teams that we're going to play against this year, their explosive nature is really, really good. And a quarterback who can obviously throw it and run it if you've got everybody covered. So the key really isn't any different than it is any other week. They want to run the football. They may be the best outside zone running team in the country. And they've got some great backs. They bring just basically everybody back from their team a year ago. Now, obviously we played them. We had a great day against them a year ago, but as we know that means nothing. And I'm sure they've been reminded of that every day this off season and with some revenge on their mind. But you gotta stop the run, and then the whole key is you gotta limit the explosive plays, and that's what they've got the opportunity to do, because you get so tied up in the run game, then all of a sudden, you know, they play action pass, they hit somebody in the flat, or they that, you know, they try to throw one over your head, and that's how they, and that's really what they did to Western Kentucky this past week. They really hit them on some explosive plays down the field. Their whole design of their passing offense, that's what they want. They're going to take their shots. So it's a challenge to everybody on the defensive side of the ball.
Coach, I can imagine that after a game like UAB, you're happy not to talk about special teams or any of the kicking stuff. Lou Headley and Jose Borgalis had good games, each of them, and you didn't have to talk about anything bad on the special teams outside maybe a Mark Pope fumble. But outside of that, not bad for special teams overall in game one?
Oh, I thought our special teams were outstanding. Obviously you mentioned the Mark play, but I thought he shook that off and did a great job of just playing the next play and was dynamic in his returns from that point on. Our coverage units were amazing, but again, when you talk about Borgalis knocking the ball out of the end zone,
right,
all four times, field goal we put right down the middle, and then Headley's punting, he as well as he did a year ago, he knew that he could take his punting game to a different level this year, and it started to show the other night of just really flipping the field every time we had to give the ball up.
Coach, somebody asked me to ask you this with this up-tempo. The up-tempo is great when, you know, as far as wearing the defense out, but what happens when that sucker's three and out and all of a sudden your guys are right back out on the field? The other side of that, when you have a couple of those in a row, the guys are obviously aware of it now, huh, that it can happen. Like, hey, your 50-second rest is up. Let's get back to work.
Yeah, you know, my response to that has always been the same. Three and out sucks, whether you huddle and run the ball at the middle and go three and out, or whether you don't huddle and throw it down the field 50 yards and go three and out. Three and outs are devastating to a football team. The time in between plays is really of no consequence because of just not just physically what it does to the defense, but mentally. And then from a field position standpoint, and the understanding that getting the first down, you know, an offense, if getting two first downs and punting is that's obviously not ideal. We want to score every time we have the ball. But if you get two first downs and punt the football, generally speaking, no matter where you start, the other team's going to be backed up. And it's usually going to be very hard to consistently drive the ball 80 yards on the Miami Hurricane defense. So we talk about that all the time. We talk about it. It's built into our offensive DNA of how important it is to get the first down. I thought we did a really good job of limiting three and outs. Now, we did the same thing. I think we put UAB in 5-3 and outs defensively. Right. So three and outs is something that's we track that all the time. It's a major stat for us. And like I said, it doesn't matter whether you go fast or don't go fast. If you don't possess the football, you got a problem.
Well, field position is never sexy to talk about on the radio to everybody, Coach, but we appreciate it. We had to get in there. Coach, thank you so much, man, for being with us. Probably kept you a few minutes too long. Really appreciate it. Good luck this week.
All right, you guys. Have a great morning.
You too. All right. Head coach Manny Diaz, University of Miami. Head coach there. By the way, number 17 Miami, number 18 Louisville, 7:30 p.m. primetime Saturday night on ABC and our
how about that one?
Right. I can't believe it got switched. Virginia
moving
Tech.
Up. All right. And we're going to tell you right now about your South Florida Chevy dealers. I hope you had some time between all the college and pro football to finally make it out. You're starting to look around. Your lease is up. You're over your miles. You just want a fresh look, car, truck, or SUV. Well, I just want to be the first to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. If you didn't get out there this past weekend, don't worry about it. Chevy Open Road Sale event never ends, man. We got great deals, and we got the best products we've ever had. 2020's got it, man. People said, we want to see a smaller SUV that's got a lot of space with that great technology, huh? And the safety features and everything else for my big family. Go, all right, we got it. All right, you don't want Tahoe? Suburban's too big? I love mine. You want something a little bit smaller? We got it for you. And, man, we figured it out with that 2020 Traverse. Makes every drive so much fun. This midsize SUV, it's spacious enough to accommodate the big family, yet doesn't compromise any of that style and that great look. Nobody wants to drive around in a big old box going, look at my family's comfortable. Yeah, and you're driving an ugly car. Well, you don't want to deal with that. That 2020 Traverse has got it for you. Chevy's about sexy. Like that Equinox SUV, our smallest SUV. It really is, man. It's got everything. Technology, the safety features. It really is fun to drive no matter what size you are. It is great. Hey, and I want to tell you about the 2020 Chevy Blazer. We got it. When you talk about the Blazer being figured out, when you drive by somebody and they go, whoa, what is that? That looks nice. That's what your South Florida Chevy dealers are all about, not to mention the durability of those Silverado trucks, perfect for whatever lifestyle you're living right now. Tahoes and Suburbans and Camaro and Corvette. I'm out of time, man. You're going to fall in love. It's your South Florida Chevy dealer. Stop by Dade, Broward, and Monroe County.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.